A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
As Jesus was going up to Jerusalem, he took the 12 disciples aside by themselves and said to them on the way, "Behold, we are going up to Jerusalem. The Son of Man will be handed over to the chief priests and the scribes. They will condemn him to death and hand him over to the Gentiles to be mocked and scourged and crucified. And he will be raised on the third day." Then the mother of the sons of Zebedee approached Jesus with her sons, did him homage, wishing to ask him for something. He said to her, "What do you ask? What do you wish?" She answered him, "Command that these two sons of mine sit, one at your right and the other at your left in your kingdom." Jesus said in reply, "You do not know what you are asking. Can you drink the chalice that I'm going to drink?" They said to him, "We can." He replied, "My chalice you will indeed drink, but to sit at my right and at my left, this is not mine to give, but is for those for whom it has been prepared by my Father." When the 10 heard this, they became indignant at the two brothers. But Jesus summoned them and said, "You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them. Great ones make their authority over them felt. And it shall not be so among you. Rather, whoever wishes to be great among you shall be your servant. Whoever wishes to be first among you shall be your slave. Just so the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as ransom for many." The Gospel of the Lord. This first reading today, we see that the people were constantly trying to look for fault. They were scheming against Jeremiah. There's nothing that he did that these people would have been satisfied with. They were always looking for something to criticize. And how we too, in our journey here on earth, when we don't like somebody, how often it is, even if that person does good, what do? We gossip, we criticize. We judge, we're never satisfied. And this reading is a challenge, a reminder to us to see the good in people, especially during this season of Lent. Our Lord is asking us to open our eyes to the goodness around us. Relationships are complicated. We're not always going to get along with people. We're going to have misunderstandings. But our Lord is challenging us this season of Lent to really, really strive to see the good in people, despite our differences. Hard to do. I know I'm preaching to myself right now, okay? But let's strive to do that. It's so easy to be negative, so easy to criticize. Discipleship is much harder, however, because it requires us to love and to strive to see the goodness around us. So let's pray right now for anybody in our lives that we've been overly critical towards, overly judgmental towards, trying to bring down with our words or actions, and let's strive to build people up with how we live our life.